Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, and this is The Positive Truth, where we bring positive news that we know you're not hearing enough of. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing well as well.
Bars.
I was going to try to make it rhyme again, but I was just stuck. So I appreciate that.
Exactly. I tried to catch it. I saw what was going on, you know?
We're getting better at this. Speaking of getting better at this, we appreciate everyone that likes, shares, subscribes our podcast, and subscribes to Layla, Tim's wonderful daughter in the background.
Dang, I knew she was going to get hurt. She's so loud today.
It's all good. She's healthy and happy. Just like facts. We are. And we appreciate everyone that likes, shares, and subscribes to us, tells a friend, rates and reviews. We appreciate all the positive comments and everyone that tells, every time someone tells us that they're telling another person about our positive news, we appreciate it. Helps us spread our positivity, and we're going to keep growing and keep getting better. We also have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, where we post positive news stories on our Facebook and videos and Tim's pretty faces on the other ones. So yeah, let's get to it, Tim.
Yes, sir. Man, my first positive news story is from South Hill, Virginia. A mom actually got this on video. It's a police officer playing with dolls with two little girls that actually were afraid of police officers. So in their community, police officers and the people in the community don't really get along too well. And these little girls are being taught that. So they have a fear for the police. And one day in their apartments, when the police were called to check on a gas leak, the police officers stuck around and basically were talking to people in the community, asking if they needed help or if everything was okay. And while he was speaking to the young girl's mother, she actually let them know, you know, my daughters are right there. They're actually scared of police. That's why they're over there. So one of the police officers walks over, bends down, and, you know, starts playing with the doll with the girls. And it's all caught on video. I'm going to share it to the Facebook page right now at the Positive Truth Podcast so you guys can check it out. I thought it was awesome. The mom said it's just amazing. The bond that he has with the children, especially around here, we locally call him the South Hill Batman.
Wow. 10 out of 10 name. I wish I could have a nickname that cool.
Man, I just... Facts.
Can you imagine if everyone in OKC called you Tim, the Southside Flash?
Man, I have a couple people that call me that, and I low-key have to act like I don't like it, but I love it. So if you're listening, you guys can call me Flash.
So yeah, that's awesome on the police officer. Awesome nickname. Awesome positive news story, Tim.
Do Sabas. What do you got for us, JP?
Well, again, I'm trying to follow up all your positive news stories with one that's semi-related, because I have so many. And I have a story also about a police officer. This one's from Oklahoma, from McCurtain County, Oklahoma. Sorry, I had to put a little Oklahoma in there.
A little twang.
And he's a hero. We were just talking about Batman and the Flash. Well, he's a Cody. Enol is a real hero. He's a 26-year-old Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper, and he came across a crash with a car that was overturned and halfway in the water.
Oh, wow.
And inside was a mom with three young kids, a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, and a 2-month-old, while in the car whilst being submerged. So he jumps into action. He uses a device called the Jaws of Life, appropriate, I don't know what it is, but it's an appropriate name, to open up enough space to enter the pickup's cab, found the first two children, pulled them out, worked frantically to remove the 2-month-old, pulled the 2-month-old out. 2-month-old wasn't breathing, so he started using CPR, expelled the water from the two-month-old mouth, passed him off to medical personnel who were able to revive him, pulled the mom out, and no one got hurt, Tim. Real hero right there.
Gosh. My heart was beating all fast the whole time. Like, what's going on, man? Come on, finish the story, man. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
So, yeah, shout out to Cody. Cannot pronounce your last name. It's N-E-L-O-E. Inol? Inlo? I don't know. But you're a true hero. Maybe that would rhyme too, Tim. You like that?
I'm loving the bars today. I definitely am.
And the positive news stories. What do you got, man?
Man, I have a short one that it was actually right down the street from my house, which is wild. I got it from KOCO News 5 here in Oklahoma City. There actually is a picture that was getting shared all over Facebook 1,600 times. A police officer pushing a man across the street whose wheelchair actually died. His name is Sergeant Holcomb. And he was caught on camera. Somebody snapped a picture of him doing it. They shared it on Facebook, and it went crazy. And I think that's awesome, man, when you see police officers doing amazing things, you know, whether it's saving people from flip cars or, you know, just helping somebody get across the street. I think it's all good, and I think we definitely need to spread it.
Yeah, this has been a police officer heavy day, and that's a good thing.
I agree.
Well, before we get to my next positive news story, we need to pause and do our audio meditation, where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage everyone listening to think about one thing you're grateful for as well. Guarantee you'll make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I'm grateful for my daughter. I say this often, but I have a cool little fast story I'm going to tell you really fast. So, earlier today, me being the dad that I am, I noticed that, my daughter has a bruise on her head, and I'm like, man, she falls all the time. Like, I have no idea where it's from. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pay attention to her today to make sure she's good, you know? Make sure she doesn't hit her head anymore since she already has a bruise on one side. I couldn't do anything about it, but she fell again and hit her other side, and now she has a bruise on the other side of her head. And it's crazy because she was in her playpen, and she, like, is in the stage where she crawls to things and then tries to pull herself up and like climb on it. She can't even walk or anything, but yet she has an upper body strength of like a 4-year-old or something. And so she's like pulling herself up on the playpen trying to climb out, and she slips, hits her head on her little guitar in the playpen, bruised up, it swole up. First time I had to ice my daughter was today, man. The first time I had to ice her from an injury. And I just thought, like, man, I'm so grateful for her because she's going to keep me on my toes and keep me entertained and keep me laughing because she is as wild as can be. So, yeah, man, grateful for Layla.
So, fun fact, growing up, no one could keep up with Tim, both literally because he was one of the fastest people around and because he just never stopped moving. And now that curse has been passed on to him because now his kid he can't keep up with.
That's what my brother said. I called him because I was like, man, I don't know what to do right now. And he was like, yo, that's how you were, man. I'm glad you're getting it.
But no. 10 out of 10 response from your brother.
Facts, man. Oh.
I totally forgot what I was going to be grateful for. That story was great. All Layla's stories are recommended on the Positive Truth Podcast. Just keep those coming.
Word.
Oh, I do remember now. I am grateful for community. I was in class today because, of course, that's pretty much half of all I do with my life. And they were talking about, you know, things you do every day and things that you feel are important to you. And one of the things I talked about, one of the things that I felt was important to me in my life was community. That's like family, friends, anyone that's contributing to build people together. And there's just so many people that do this with no recognition on an everyday basis in your community, in my community, in your family, in Tim's family, in everyone's family. They just keep things running, keep things going smooth, make life a little bit better for others. And I just want to shout them out.
Absolutely. I'm loving it, JP.
I appreciate that. And now I got to follow up your positive news story about the police officer just pushing the man in the wheelchair, and I'm going to follow that up with another small act that led to, you know, an awesome, awesome positive news story in Idaho, in a town called Cor d'Alene, which I definitely butchered. Who would have thought that you would have a French name in Idaho, United States? There's an 18-year-old named David Holston, and he has a truck. But not only does he have a truck, he's put a little, I guess, plower thing in front of it.
Like to pick up snow and stuff?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so what he does is it's a truck and plow. And when Emerald City got hit with historic levels of snow, 10 inches in some parts of the city, no one could get out. So he takes his little truck and he charges. He's 18 making this kind of money. He's like, yeah, you know, for $500 an hour, we come plow your driveway. We get all the snow off.
$500?
An hour whenever it's busy because it's by demand. Usually it's $125 an hour, but he's like, when it's busy, it's $500 to $750 an hour. So many people need it, he can't get everywhere. It's supply and demand.
Right, right.
18 years old. Pretty good business plan.
Yeah.
So he goes in and he's plowing snow. So he made $35,000 in Seattle over this weekend.
Wait, over the weekend he made $35,000?
Yeah, man. Shout out to David. That's not the positive part of the story. Because the reason he did this was because he started a landscaping business. And he was like, I can just attach this to my truck to improve my landscaping business, make some money on the side. And he was, after he made the money, he was like, you know, I feel like I'm really religious. I believe in God. And so he was like, I feel like I should just give this money away, at least 20%. So he gave $7,000 of that money away back to Seattle charities, because he was like, I feel like it's the right thing to do. Whenever you get blessed, you always give back. So shout out to David Holston, not only making more money than me and Tim, but giving back more money and doing the right thing. I think it's awesome. Shout out to him.
Yo, we got to move to Idaho a couple weekends out of the year.
Well, this is... Yeah. The snow was in Seattle, so you drove to Seattle.
Okay, my bad. We got to go. I don't care. We got to figure life out. Like, this positive news story was amazing. Like, it's great that he gave that money away. It really is. But to make that amount of money over the weekend...
I mean, it was a 24-hour work day over 2 days, though, Tim. Yeah, worth it.
I'm just saying, talking about a year's salary. Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, that leads me to my last story, which is, it's pretty awesome. It's about a giant tortoise believed to be extinct for over 100 years, has been discovered on the Galapagos Island of Fernandina. Hopefully I said that last part right.
10 out of 10, Tim. 10 out of 10. Great pronunciation. Always impressed.
The announcement was made by Ecuador's environmental minister, Marcelo Mata. An adult female was found by an expedition led by Galapagos Parks Authority and the Galapagos Conservancy Group, Mata said. The expedition leader, Forrest Galante, crossed a three-mile stretch of hardened lava flow and found the tortoise buried deep under the pile of brush. As a biologist and someone who has dedicated my life to the pursuit of animals believed extinct, this is by far my greatest scientific accomplishment and proudest moment, said Galante. I thought it was awesome because I thought this animal was extinct myself. So yeah, man, if you guys want to check out this story, it's on our Facebook page as well.
So on our Facebook page, we post positive news stories all the time. We posted one about a black leopard that was posted in, I was in, spotted in South Africa for the first time in 100 years, and you all ate it up. So we're definitely going to start talking more about extinct animals. Speaking of which, coming back, my next positive news story is about an extinct Formosan clouded leopard that was rediscovered in Taiwan.
All over the place now. Let's get it, JP. I see what you did there.
It's from Taitung, Taiwan. Leopard was discovered. It hasn't been seen in over 100 years. I just think it's awesome. Animals are coming back, man.
Yeah, man, I think it's awesome. I feel like they're coming back because we're taking care of the world again.
Yes, sir. And we're trying to take care of the world with these positive news stories. And hopefully you all take care of the world by doing something positive for someone else today, because we're out of positive news stories. But Tim has a quote to get us all out of here. What do you got, Tim?
There's no power for change greater than a community discovering what it cares about. Margaret J. Wheatley.
Nice, Tim. Nice. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.